You are listening to Vatican Radio. In his homily at Morning Mass Friday in Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis lamented that in today's world there are still thought police, and in some countries you can still go to jail for possessing a gospel or wearing a crucifix. The Pope's homily drew from the gospel of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes and the reading from the Acts of the Apostles in which Christ's disciples were flogged by the Sanhedrin. Pope Francis proposed three icons, the first of Jesus' love for the people, the second of the jealousy of the religious authorities of the time, the third of the apostles' joy of witnessing to Christ.
Avevano pagato per silenziare la verità. La gente cattiva, davvero.
The religious authorities, he said, couldn't stand the fact that people followed Jesus. They were the same who had paid the guard to say that the disciples had stolen Christ's body from the tomb. They paid, he said, to silence the truth, a truly great evil.
Questi, con le sue manovre politiche, con le sue manovre ecclesiastiche, per continuare a dominare il popolo.
Pope Francis said these authorities who had the apostles flogged with their political and ecclesiastical maneuvers wanted only to dominate people and be masters of people's conscience. In today's world, he added, there are still many people like this. Then Pope Francis confessed, I wept when I saw reports on the news of Christians crucified in a certain non-Christian country. Still today, he pointed out, there are these people who kill and persecute in the name of God. Still today, we see many who, like the apostles, rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer, dishonor, and even die in the name of Christ. This, he concluded, is the third icon of today, the joy of witness.
Le tre icone. Guardiamoli oggi, è parte della nostra storia di salvezza.
I'm Emer McCarthy.